90 days.
So that's why I couldn't see them having, because aren't the scooters there to own?
Well, in that program, it would just be a rental program for the 90 days while they're here. But again, we would funnel that through the businesses, because that's really advantage for the business, right, to get those employees there.
And you met with the law officials, and they didn't see a problem of all the Branson traffic and a scooter coming in and out, and, I mean, I'm familiar with, like you say, we see Taiwan, there are scooters everywhere, and they're in and out like this, and there's five on a scooter.
Yeah, right.
And, but, and they are, you have to look out for them. They're the number one pedestrian. So the drivers of Tannehill County would have to learn to drive with, if we, I can't see us getting like what they have overseas, but we would have to learn to respect that scooter, or you're going to have accidents.
Well, 169cc falls into the motorcycle category. So they have to have the motorcycle permit, I mean, they have to operate it just like a licensed motorcycle operator. That's what the scooter school provides, is the training for that.
Yeah, you answered a lot of my questions I was writing down as you went on, because I thought to just put, if you put me on a scooter, now you put this guy here, he's a, he could be fine, but there'd be, there's a learning curve.
Let the record show she's pointing to Mr. Schofield and not me.
Yes, I'm pointing to Commissioner Schofield, Harley-Davidson guy.
Yeah, in Haiti, you'll have six people, a chicken and a goat on a scooter, so we don't want to allow that here. But the idea would actually, I mean, what Memphis does is they use off-duty police officers or retired motorcycle police officers to actually do the scooter school. And so that's what we would try to do, is contract that out for, from police officers to be able to do that for us as well, so. That way, they're real familiar with the rules of the road.
And probably the employers they worked for would understand if we had a thunderstorm and stuff, that I, like what, say last night, I can't see someone getting on that scooter and getting to work.
Yeah, you know, and to Brandon's point, it's not the solution.
Yeah.
But it's a solution, right? It's, you know, I mean, just like anything else here, if we have rain, sleet, snow, you're not going to get on a scooter, most people don't want to get in their car. Yeah, but for those people that need to get to work when the weather's just cool or nice, it's saving significant amount of money for people, so.
You mentioned something, if I, see if I heard it correctly, only the person can drive it that is registered as the owner of it?
In, within the program. So once they own it, you know, if somebody else has a motorcycle license and they're out of the program, they've completed their 3 years in the program, then it's theirs to do what they want. So it'd be, you know, if I have a motorcycle, if I wanted to let somebody ride my motorcycle that had a license, then I could do that. But as long as they're in the program, the only one that can drive it is the person in the program.
So if it's a husband and wife, could they be the, in the agreement together? They have one scooter?
If they both went through the training program.
If they both went through the training, so they both could drive it then?
Then that would change. If they're both insurable, they can both go through the, you know, they have to still meet the qualifications of staying under our threshold of liability insurance, so when you add a second person, that's going to raise that cost up. So if they can stay under that, more than likely, they wouldn't be.
And the insurance has a hospitalization, has a policy on it that if they have an accident, I'm asking, if they have an accident, not only the scooters it cover, and they have to go to the hospital?
No, so it's just liability only.
Okay, liability.
So it's their liability. So we encourage them, I mean, we would encourage them to get additional insurance, but really, you're talking about, you know, a $3,500 piece of equipment, you know, so more than likely, they're not going to create much damage to a vehicle, right? The damage is going to be on their side.
It'd be their own body.
Yeah.
That and.
But most of, with My City Rides, it's been going 3.5 years, most of their accidents have been single-person accidents. So they haven't had very many, but usually, it's a person who shouldn't have been riding it in the weather, or they took a curve too fast and they just weren't paying attention.
Right.
So, but they haven't had any significant injuries to date in 3.5 years.
That's in Memphis.
Uh-huh. And 320 scooters on the road.
Is there any other county in the state or that you know that
has doing this program? Uh-huh. Nope. This is a pretty unique unique solution. So. They're, and we're actually would be their first partner to expand.
I like the idea that they don't have to depend on someone else to get them to work.
Yeah.
Well, on the day that it does rain, that's when they could use a lift or an Uber.
Yeah, they still have those alternative solutions, you know, when the weather's bad or, you know, it is pouring down rain. But at least they're not dependent on it every day.
I've seen groups of them. They all pile in and head over to Branson to work. Yeah. But if the driver can't, or doesn't not available, then you know I'd rather they be able to get there on their own.
Well, and it frees up the ability to do other things than just go to work. You know, they can go to the grocery store now. They can go take care of their doctor appointments. They can go to visit the school. Whereas, you know, workforce transportation doesn't allow that. It takes them to and from work.
Do you have any kind of a figure, just a ballpark figure that you're looking for?
Well, you know, what I'm hoping is if we can go a third with multiple agencies. So we're looking at about $1.2 million, so in that $300,000 to $400,000 range.
Okay. Something that I think I've said this, I don't know if I've said it publicly or not, but in my mind, the ARPA funds, what I want to utilize those for, is things that are going to not just be a one and done thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to reimburse for this, or I want them used for something that's going to continually be a benefit to the county. So I think this falls under that category. And that's why I even told you, yeah, I'd be interested.
Yeah.
I think, and you know what your needs are more than we do, but I think whenever you and I talked after that meeting, I just made the comment about instead of doing the building right off the bat, trying to find a location that, you know, you might be able to find one that, so if you got rid of the building cost, what was that amount? I forget, $600,000
over? Yeah, 673, I believe, something like that.
I think what I told him was I'd be in, me personally, I would be willing to do half of the scooter cost or something like that, the $150,000 to $200,000 range.
You personally would do that?
me as one commissioner.
So. Oh, I just want to see how we would.
I personally
tried.
Donate other
funds on top of it
that are that I think are equally important.
One of the other things that this will allow us to do is create jobs.
Right.
So not only will it fill jobs, but it allows us as an organization to create jobs. What I found over several years of working with folks in poverty is that they are great mechanics because they couldn't afford to take their own vehicles in to have them worked on, so they did it themselves. So from a guy who can basically turn a key in a car, I know guys who can change brakes and overhaul a car with no problem at all. And so we will have to hire mechanics to work on these scooters, to keep them, to do these oil changes, do these tune-ups, to do these brakes. And so we want to hire the very people that we're helping to be part of the program. And so it will open up some opportunity for jobs. And so that's just a neat perk.
Well, some of the testimonies you had at that event was pretty neat. And then you brought up I don't know if you saw this yet, actually. I've not even looked at it yet. Is some of those testimonials and stuff?
Yep.
Like this?
Okay. Yep.
So it's kind of neat. You open it up.
It takes just a second.
And so it's got the video.
I've been in situations where I wasn't able to get you.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
I want to watch it too, but I think that's something that's...
And the other advantage is that we're not reinventing the wheel. This program's been established for 3.5 years, so we have all their knowledge, their training, their processes available to us. And I think that's a huge caveat as an organization who has started things from scratch. You learn by trial and error. They've got the error already taken care of, so that's really a big advantage for us. And they have 3.5 years of demographics and data. And also one of the things that we'll be tracking is how many miles are ridden to and from work. So we can actually track progress of individuals. You know, is their income going up because they're able to get to work more frequently?
You have the staff and computer program already mm-hmm. to do that.
Yep, we do.
I think that'd be very beneficial, and if it be interesting to see how many would sign up on it, and
yeah.
it could help the workforce. But as you know, we have a workforce problem.
Yeah. It was interesting because when they came up demoing them, we had several of our neighbors come because, to Brandon's point, it's fantastic to have a great idea, but if nobody's going to use it, mm-hmm. then it doesn't do any good, right? And so we had many of our neighbors that have gone through our work program come and look at the scooters, and we asked them if it would be something that they would see themselves utilizing. And we have a lady who's probably 51, 52. She went through our workforce program. She wants to work at Cox Hospital, but she lives on the west end of town. So currently she's cleaning motel rooms because she has no transportation to work at the hospital. And she's like, yes, if I could get in one of those, I wouldn't have a problem riding it at all to work. And so we had several that I'd ride one of those in a heartbeat to get to work. So.
I couldn't see me at all, but everything I rode had four legs. I'm sure there are a lot out there that will.
Yep.
And so I'm anxious to see what kind of a response you get as you go along. And like has been said already, we've not committed. We're looking on the ARPA funds and on exactly what's the best for the county and the people.
Yep.
So I see it as viable.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just wanted to introduce it to you guys. If you have questions, feel free to. My contact information is on the last page. I would love to talk with you further if you have any additional questions. If you're in Branson and you're by our place, we actually have some of the scooters on hand. So you can come by and look at one. And
I could do the training there.
Yeah, you bet. All right.
Thank you.
How much is one of those 169s?
To rent to own
to
or
buy.
To buy? Our cost is about $3,500. But then by the time you factor in training.
And then they get a loan from the bank.
Insurance.
But so you guys need the upfront money to be able to purchase them for them
right.
to be able to go through the program.
Right.
Once they go through the program, then there's no additional funds needed because they continue on.
Right, because then we can reinvest that in more scooters. Correct.
Well, if you get the program going, I will personally buy one.
All right. Sounds good. Come test drive.
I don't know if I'll test drive.
All right,
I like four wheelers and quads. I don't know what I like. Motorcycles scare me, so scooters may scare me too.
I could see your kids having fun on the smaller one.
No.
My grandkids did.
We'll stick to four wheelers.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
See you.
Agreement for printer supplement number 22-007 purchasing. I have a letter dated February 25th, 2022 from her attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is an agreement buy-in between Gibbs Technology Company